Parents of kids in public schools wouldn't ordinarily expect to be charged large fees for the cost of their child's education, but that is the case for thousands of parents who are footing the bill for everything from PE classes and school books to tissues and cleaning. National Education reporter Natasha Robinson has the story.
Do you want to have one more quick round?
Yeah! PE class is the best part of the week for many school children, and at Featherbrook College, a public school in Melbourne's west, specialised PE teachers take the lesson.
Go for it! Kick the ball, Penny!
Not every school is lucky enough to have a PE teacher on staff. In many public primary schools, generalist teachers run sport class. But in some schools, the delivery of PE is now being outsourced to commercial operators, even though it's a compulsory part of the curriculum, and parents foot the bill. It's just one example of how more and more costs are being shifted to parents with children at public schools.
When the first bill came in, I thought, okay, well, that's fine, you know. But then they came in regularly.
Lisa Polsek is the mother of two girls at a public school in Sydney's Inner West. She received bills of around $1,400 a year when her girls, now aged 13 and 16, were at primary school.
Public schools should be like what they are, publicly funded schools, so why would you need parents to keep giving you money for something that's supposed to be coming from the government and from people's tax?
Tim Spencer is the Vice President of the PNC Federation of New South Wales. The parents' group has complained to the New South Wales Department of Education about the rising financial burden being placed on parents.
So they will be billing people for what is essentially subject costs as part of the curriculum, which should not be done. They're billing people for things like tissues and cleaning fees. In some cases, we've heard fees as high as $1,500 a term.
In New South Wales, all parent contributions are notionally voluntary. In a statement to the ABC, the New South Wales Education Department said minimum requirements of the curriculum must be fulfilled free of charge. But it continued,
schools can engage external providers to enhance teaching and learning programs that address curriculum requirements.
In most other states, all compulsory parts of the curriculum must be provided free of charge, and schools can only charge for extracurricular components. But whether it's voluntary contributions or subject charges, the amount of money given by parents to public schools in all states is growing. In 2017, it totaled just over $1 billion a year. Ian Anderson is the president of the Australian Government Primary Principals Association.
We shouldn't have a public education system based on capacity to pay. It's not what we stand for in Australia. We want everybody to have a fair go and the best opportunities possible.
That's Ian Anderson from the Primary Principals Association, ending that report by Natasha Robinson.